Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What a nightmare. Riggins, let's say you're on a United Airlines flight. And you are going from New Jersey to Houston, and you're constipated.
Mm. Ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'd rather be constipated than have diarrhea.
I know, that's the thing. But this guy, 20-year-old Orthodox Jewish man, claims that a pilot yanked him out of a bathroom for taking too long. It happened January 28th while flying home from a trip to Mexico with a friend. Okay, so he was going from Mexico, then to Houston, then to New Jersey.
Okay.
All right, so this was the leg from Mexico to Houston. A flight attendant went and woke up the guy's friend and told him to go check on the friend because he'd been in the bathroom for 20 minutes. Mm. The guy yelled through the door that he was fine. He was just constipated. So they left him alone. But then a pilot got involved, according to the story, after he still hadn't come out 10 minutes later. So he'd been in there 30 minutes. And according to the lawsuit, the pilot started screaming and demanding him to come out immediately, then broke the lock and opened the door on him. Oh. The guy's pants were down around his ankles and his junk was on full display. He says the pilot, flight attendants, and several passengers all got a good view of his junk. He and his friend got handcuffed and escorted off the plane when it landed in Houston. Airport cops put them in holding cells, but eventually released them without filing charges. They're both suing, claiming that they were treated unfairly. They also claim the pilot talked about them being Jewish and made an anti-Semitic remark.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
The jury will decide if they deserve to get paid or not. And if so, how much? United declined to comment on the lawsuit.
Oh.
Whoa.
Seems aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know. Are there time limits on how long you can be in the bathroom?
Well, and I think they would want to help and be like, hey, do you need any medication? Do you need this? Do you need that? But not do that.
But, if you're constipated, though, my thought was, why would you stay in the bathroom? Why wouldn't you just look at it like, okay, I'm constipated. I can't go. When I get to somewhere that I can go that's not disgusting and uncomfortable, that's when I'll, you know, go in with my iPad and watch some TV shows and all till I get things moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they start knocking, I'd go, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I should go.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Because it would be different if you had the opposite and you had to be in there. But yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, why not just give it up? Like, I'll try again later.
Yeah. But then what the hell is wrong with the pilot breaking the lock on it? And he sounds like a psycho.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
No, I get it. I think the pilot may have overreacted, but maybe the pilot thought, for safety reasons, that he might be in there assembling something in that bathroom.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, a bomb or something like that. He'd been in there that long.
Yeah, suspect. And that could have been the only bathroom, only if it was a small plane.
Yeah.
But then calling him an anti-Semitic slur.
Well, now that, allegedly.
Allegedly, I mean, of course. Knows. I guarantee if I'm coming back from Mexico, I'm not going to be constipated.
Yeah.
It's going to be moving and flowing.
I actually want to tell that guy, you're welcome, because normally it's...
That's incredible.
Like, you're lucky.
You don't see a lot of Orthodox Jews in Mexico. No. I didn't know that was a hot spot for the Orthodox Jews.
I didn't either.
I love that.
Love that for them.
I love it. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, so I don't know how much they're looking to get, because it doesn't say the amount for which they're suing.
But I mean, it's embarrassment. I mean, what is the damage? Like you always say, what is the damage of that? I don't know.
They just needed a sip of Mexican water, and then you would have gotten things going. Just one little sip.
I would imagine most flights from Mexico to Houston are filled up in the bathroom. Like most people are probably having to use that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that may be why they were in a hurry for him to get out of there, because other people had to go.
Yeah.
They don't want anyone exploding on the...
Yeah. But
in the plane.
But they could have said to begin with, you know, after the first 20 minutes, all right, well, if you're constipated, then come on out.
And maybe they did.
And then if it hits you and you really got to go, then we'll put you up ahead in line or something.
Oy vey, I can't.
Oh, my God. Oh, from your lips to God's ears.
Come out. But to break the door, that is wild.
I'm telling you, that's what the pilot's going to say he thought was happening. He was in there building a bomb.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I really can in today's time. You don't know what you're doing in there, but you kind of got to figure that out.
Yeah, and does he not have friends that if my friend was there, I'd be like, you know, go knock on the door, but hey, man, just come out. They're freaking out.
Or you would get a testimony from the friend like, no, he's legit. Yeah. He's not building a bomb, you know. Yeah. I mean, granted, anyone would say that, but. You can tell. Mm-hmm. I'm a good
reader. But he had already told him, no, the guy said he's just constipated.
And if somebody says they're not building a bomb on the plane, I'm going to think that they definitely are building a bomb.
But, I mean, if they're questioning him, and you can kind of tell.
Like, what is he doing? And they're building a bomb?
Yeah. Well.
Building it out of matzah?
Yeah. Matzah balls.
You've never had to poop on a plane, right?
Oh, no.
I mean,
not on the inside of it.
I haven't either.
No. There was this one chick I hated, though, and her dad had a crop duster, and I went out there and pooped on it.
It's a good plan.
It's the only time I've ever pooped on a plane.
Mm. Sometimes you just got to send a message.
Yeah. So true.
It's nature's vandalism.
Yeah.
How bad would it have to be to be... You have to lock yourself in a small plane bathroom, airplane bathroom.
As bad as it's ever been for me. I mean, that's my worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I can't think of a worse place to do it.
Yeah, no. But being constipated is not the worst.
No.
Yeah, it's like.
But I'm just saying, are you in an emergency where you had to poop?
Yeah.
Being on a plane is the worst, Riggins? You think?
I think so. Oh. I can't think of any worse. Maybe at a concert. I think Port-a-John. And in a public place and a airplane bathroom, both tight, confined spaces with a lot of people around. Both of those scenarios are kind of equal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never, ever want to be in a situation where I'm pooping in a bathroom that has people waiting their turn.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you always wonder when you go in those things and you're like, how many people are just pooping here? Yeah. I mean, why are there so many people pooping?
Oh,
it's crazy.
Take your poopery.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll never get that.
I don't either. Because there can't be that many people who are sick or in an emergency situation.
Right.
That's the only reason you should be pooping in a porta john.
Right.
Yeah. Like it shouldn't just be, oh man, you know what? I need to go to the bathroom. It shouldn't ever be that.
No.
It should be a you know, just a leisurely thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
You know what I could do right now? Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, how long do you think it'll be before the next band comes on?
Yeah.
Oh, I got time to poop.
Oh, more extra funny next. Door.
Kenshow cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. And my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Welcome. You're welcome.
What did you do this weekend, TJ? Sorry, I know you probably got something here, but I was just curious. What did you do this weekend?
Friday, I started in cooking the filling of crawfish pies.
Right.
And then Saturday morning, I got up and put them in the little dough pockets and deep fried them and all for my son. And then Saturday, we went to Kannapolis with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. And they were having a high school baseball tournament there. And we watched that and hung out there.
Okay.
Were they good? The baseball players?
Some. They could have been coached up a little better, I think.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like an every Saturday thing for you guys now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh. But, you know, we get in them beers.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out. And then we ate dinner when we got back and went home.
Okay.
And yesterday, just ran some errands and stuff.
Okay.
Personal things in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It'll loosen things up.
Didn't know we were going there.
Yeah. Okay. I have a comedy lesson for people's, learn people's about comedy. And I thought about it with this story. It said Saturn's rings disappeared over the weekend, but they'll be back. Mm. We're just looking at the edge of the rings right now, so they're too thin to see. All right, now I don't care about space or any of that stuff, but I care about comedy. And Saturn is the planet that has rings. I know it sounds funny to say rings around Uranus, but Uranus, the planet, does not have rings. Mm. So the joke makes no sense.
Oh.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people make that mistake. Just like a lot of people think that it's funny to reference assless chaps. Well, chaps, by definition, are assless. You don't need the adjective of assless to describe a certain type of chaps. Mm-hmm. Chaps, because they are assless, or they would be pants if they weren't.
Correct. These are the type of things that I'm going to get people on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Call them out immediately.
I will.
Say, by the way, you know all chaps are assless, right?
Yeah. And Uranus does not have rings, okay?
I know you're all laughing and having fun right now, but
yeah,
just to check.
Joke's you. On you. You're stupid.
I can't believe I'm friends with you idiots.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so smart.
Do people wear chaps as fashion items, or is that... The chaps are the things that go over the jeans, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have they ever been, like, are they, can they be fashionable?
They've been Yellowstone.
Okay.
Not as fashion, though. They've
never been, like, a fashion accessory, I guess.
Well, you wear them on horses and on motorcycles.
Okay.
Like Harley riders wear them. Yeah, Harley riders wear them. If you're going to be on the road a long time.
What's it for?
It creates a barrier when you're having to grip things with the inside part of your legs.
Oh.
And it gets, you know, keeps from rubbing as many blisters or, you know, things like that. It's protection. Like when a cowboy is on a bucking bronco or a bull, that thing's going up and down. He's sliding with it up and down. So it gets an extra barrier of leather there.
Yeah.
That doesn't rub him.
He doesn't
raw,
chap him. Is that right. why they're called
exactly.
chap?
Oh, God.
Oh, I never knew that either.
Sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. When you're telling me this, I'm like, oh, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Like,
don't want to get chapped.
Right.
I went 2.7 seconds on a bone named Fu Manchu. I hate that song. Oh, I hate that song.
Yeah. Oh.
That was Ace's favorite song.
Is that why you hated it?
No. I just thought it was the worst Tim McGraw song.
Oh.
That's a great song.
It brought him tears. To his house, live like you were dying.
Because part of it was he was singing about his dad.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his dad was dying, and he went to his dad and asked him if he'd do anything different or whatever, and that's what he would do.
Yeah.
Live like you were dying was his dad's advice.
Yeah. So you're heartless is what we're saying, Rick.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that funny.
But he didn't know his dad. He didn't know his dad growing up. Tim McGraw did.
Oh,
yeah. His dad was a Major League Baseball pitcher as opposed to a Major League some other kind of pitcher.
Yeah.
Right. Football pitcher, yeah.
Do any of us really know our dads growing up, though? I mean, do we really know them?
And do we want to?
No.
But yeah, Tim McGraw's dad was Tug McGraw was his name. Yeah.
Tug?
Yeah. And Tug's brother had a son named Phil, and he became famous. And so those are the two famous McGraws.
Hmm. Oh, wait, no.
Phil and Tim.
Phil and Tim.
McGraw. Cousins.
Feeling like this is weird. What is it?
Well, Tim obviously is a singer, and Phil is a doctor, a psychologist.
Oh, a psychologist.
Yeah, famous psychologist.
Phil McGraw. Oh, doctor. I got a piece of the gun. I'm like, I'm feeling like this is something.
Open the door.
But, now, Tug, what was that?
Tug McGraw was a major league pitcher.
Oh, was
yeah.
really? Was,
yeah, that's really Tim McGraw's dad.
I swear, I thought you were going to say his brother, Rub McGraw. Yeah, Rub and Doug. I didn't expect the Phil McGraw.
Well, because that just shows how you know he's branded himself as Dr. Phil and not Dr. McGraw.
Yeah,
people don't even know his last name hardly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Can't stand that guy.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
You know?
No, I can't stand
him. I don't know. Something about the way he talks.
I like him better now that he's gotten more political.
Oh.
He's one of us.
Mm. He doesn't have his show still, does he?
I don't think so. I know he does a lot of podcasting and things like that, but
I don't know.
His wife always bothers
me. Oh, my God. Like, she's hawking that crap jewelry at the end of every show.
Yeah.
Or and is you it know, her makeup
he's like,
line?
Babe, we don't need to do that every show. She's like, well, I'm here. I'm selling it.
Yeah.
Or is it her skincare product?
I don't remember.
Whatever
some
it was, yeah.
crap at the end of every
something.
Show. He's got to kick it over to his wife in the front row, and she's like, go buy my. It was like, oh, this is awful.
And she always looked kind of ghoulish.
Yeah, yes. Like,
I mean, I don't think she would look like that without all the surgery. I mean, that's what's made her look so.
And if you look inside their house when they sold their home, you realize like why she looks the way she does, because it was the gaudiest, like Mike Tyson would blush looking at this thing. I mean, leopard print and purple and, you know, velvet walls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the ugliest thing you've ever seen. It's like, man, money can't, you know, doesn't do everything for you.
Their son is normal too. Like
Jay.
The one married to, okay, yeah. He's married to E! News girl that I follow.
Oh, really?
I guess Jay. I didn't know his name, but he's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Acting.
Dr. Phil's actually cool in person.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never met Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
That's the wife's name.
Yeah.
Robin, what are you selling today?
Yeah.
So I'm selling these bangles.
Yeah. Like,
oh, dear.
Bangles.
And his show was like a hit. I mean, it was a monster daytime TV show.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was so odd that they always kicked it over to her.
Yeah, it's probably one of the top three daytime talk shows ever.
It was an Oprah prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how Oprah feels about him now doing conservative type stuff.
Oh. Probably not good.
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking of Jordan, the son. I think he's the youngest. Phil was married twice?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know if Jay and Jordan are related. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I know Dr. Phil has a son named Jay.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the youngest one, Jordan.
Hmm.
What?
Or are you thinking about Aaron Rodgers' brother?
No.
His name's Jordan.
Yeah, no, his name is Jordan. There's Jordan and Jay. I don't know if they have the same. Yeah, they're
probably the
okay, same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson.
One of them, I think, married a Playboy model or something. Maybe that was Jay.
One of Dr. Phil's kids did?
Maybe that was Jay.
I think so.
Jordan's married to some girl that is like a E! News anchor type.
Okay. Probably hot.
But I think Jay, and I think he's into TV producing and stuff.
Mm.
Jay McGraw.
Yeah. Because he and Dr. Phil were the producers of that show Bull that used to come on. That was basically, it was trying to, loosely based on Dr. Phil's life, you know, in his career before he got into TV.
Ah.
Where, you know, he was, you go in and help seat a jury by looking at, you know, how they profile and all of that stuff.
Huh. Was that a good show?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was very interesting. It was kind of cheesy because it was just like a CBS type show.
But. Speaking of cheesy shows, for the first time ever, I saw a clip of NCIS Las Vegas or something. Yeah. That is the worst acting I have ever seen on television. I don't know how people watch that.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I just like cruised by and went, what is this? The acting is so terrible. And I don't know if that's just an NCIS problem or is that CSI. I don't know if they're all like that. This is horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, I guess by the time you have that many sequels and versions of a show, you run out of good actors.
Maybe. You got but like it. Even Netflix and Prime, yeah. And the acting, like you wouldn't even, they don't miss a beat, but like there's something about those network shows that are just so bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe because they don't pay them as much anymore.
Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
I don't know. Mm. I used to want to be on them shows.
Did you really?
I want to be on TV so bad.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.